KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Take a look at some high school sports from around the area last night. First, in high school cross-country action, Shenandoah hosting a boys and girls cross-country meet. In the varsity girls race, it was Tiffany Williams of Atlantic capturing the title. She ran 15 minutes, 2.46 seconds to win first place. Alyssa Pomeranke of Lewis Central was runner-up. Kai Madsen of Lewis Central third. Bree Waugh of Abraham Lincoln was fourth. And Marissa Clint of Harlan placing fifth. Also for Atlantic, Ashley Waltz ran 15th. Alexis Brockman was 27th. In the team competition, Lewis Central wins the title with 45 points. Harlan with 54 points, the runner-up. Atlantic placed third with 103. Red Oak was fourth. Glenwood, Abe Lincoln, TJ, and Shenandoah Essex round out the rest of the field. On the boys' side, the champion, Michael Soranko of Harlan, with Brendan O'Brien of Lewis Central, the runner-up. Joe Blake of Shen Essex was third. Austin Feller of Shenandoah Essex fourth. And Tyler Messenger of Abraham Lincoln was fifth. Ryan Hawkins placed 13th for Atlantic, while Phoenix Shadden placed 15th in that run. Harlan was the team champ with 48 points. Shenandoah Essex with 64 points was runner-up. Glenwood was third. TJ fourth. Red Oak, Lewis Central, Atlantic, and Abraham Lincoln round out the rest of the eight-team field. Also, the Rolling Valley Conference cross-country meet yesterday held in Woodbine. On the girls' side, it was Megan Maskey of Woodbine capturing the title. Caitlin Holliday of Adair Casey Cam was the runner-up. Emily Kopic of Exira EHK was third. Cassidy Chandler of Adair Casey Cam was fourth. Grace Hoffleen of Exira EHK placing fifth in that meet. The team championship goes to Exira EHK with 35 points. Adair Casey Cam with 45 was the runner-up. Boyer Valley and Woodbine placing third and fourth. On the boys' side in the Rolling Valley Conference Tournament, it was Cale Bilheimer of Adair Casey Cam, the champion, with Zach Ambrose of Boyer Valley, the runner-up. Dakota Holliday of Adair Casey Cam was third. Evan Wilson of Exira EHK fourth, and Connor Garrett of Boyer Valley placing fifth. Boyer Valley won the team title with 29 points. Woodbine with 54 was runner-up. Adair Casey Cam was third. Peyton Sherdan placing fourth in that meet yesterday. In high school volleyball play around the region last night, it was Diagonal beating Orient Maxburg in three straight, East Mills topping Essex 3-1, Fremont Mills downing Heartland Christian in three straight, Grandview Christian beat West Central Valley 3 in a row, Heartland Christian over Clarinda Academy 3 straight, IKM Manning beating Audubon 3-0, it was Murray over Mount Air 3 in a row, Sydney beat Nishnabotna in 3 straight, Stanton over South Page in 3 straight last night. High school football poll this week from the Associated Press looks like this. In Class 4A, Bettendorf and Cedar Rapids Washington are tied for the top spot, with West Des Moines Dowling, West Des Moines Valley, and Waukee the top five. Ankeny Centennial, Johnston, North Scott, Cedar Falls, and Linmar round out the top 10. In Class 3A, it's Pella on top this week, with Carroll at number 2, West Delaware, Sioux City Helan, and Solon the top 5. Cedar Rapids Xavier is number 6, Dallas Center Grimes is ranked 7th, Western Dubuque, Newton, and Humboldt round out the top 10. In Class 2A, Clear Lake is number 1, followed by Spirit Lake, Albia, Williamsburg, and Hampton-Dumont in the top half. Sioux Center, New Hampton, North Fayette, Cascade, and CMB round out the top 10. In Class 1A, Iowa City-Regina retains the number 1 spot, with South Winneshiek, Fort Dodge-St. Edmund, West Branch, and St. Ansgar the top 5. IKM Manning starts off the bottom 5 with Ogden, West Lyon, Dyke, New Hartford, and North Cedar. In Class A, Logan Magnolia is again the number 1 ranked team this week, with Maquoketa Valley, AGWSR, Pekin, and Gladbrook Rhinebeck the top 5. Montezuma's in at number 6, Westwood is 7th, Nashua Plainfield, Mount Air, and Algona Garrigan round out the top 10. And in the 8-man class, Exira EHK is ranked on top again this week, with Don Bosco number 2, Fremont Mills, Coon Rapids Bayard, and Janesville are the top 5. Central Decatur is 6th, Glidden-Ralston is 7th, MMC, Lamoni, and HLV round out this week's 8-man top 10. Well, the Big 12 Conference has publicly reprimanded and fined Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard $25,000 for his rant against league officiating following last weekend's loss to Oklahoma State. Commissioner Bob Bowlsby says Pollard's implication that games had been called unfairly against the Cyclones was irresponsible and completely baseless. The Big 12 warned Pollard that similar behavior will result in a more serious penalty. Pollard says he's sorry for implying that Iowa State's vote against adding an eighth official in 2013, a measure the other 9 Big 12 schools voted for, impacted the officiating. Pollard says that while he felt a need to defend Iowa State after an overturned review gave the Cowboys a crucial touchdown, he also realizes that he broke the Big 12's sportsmanship guidelines. Top-ranked Florida State could be missing three starters when the Seminoles play at Syracuse on Saturday. Coach Jimbo Fisher has announced that center Austin Barron is out with an arm injury. Leading receiver Rashad Green has not been cleared to play after suffering a concussion last week, and that running back Carlos Williams is in a walking boot after injuring his ankle during last weekend's game. Michigan running back Derek Green is out indefinitely with a broken collarbone on a 21-yard run up the sideline in the fourth quarter of Saturday's loss at Rutgers. Green has 82 carries for 471 yards in six games this season, including the first two 100-yard games of his career. Mississippi safety Trey Elston has been suspended for the first half of Saturday's game against Texas A&M after kicking Alabama running back Kenyon Drake following a play during last weekend's game. Ole Miss coach Hugh Freeze announced the suspension, and Southeastern Conference official Chuck Dunlap said in an email that the conference will take no further action. Syracuse quarterback Terrell Hunt broke his shin against Louisville, and he'll miss at least a month of play. Coach Scott Schaefer says Hunt, who was injured the previous week in a loss to Notre Dame at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, broke his fibula in the fourth quarter of Friday night's game against Louisville at the Carrier Dome. Washington State coach Mike Leach has dismissed special teams coordinator Eric Russell after Saturday's 60-59 loss to California, in which the Cougars gave up back-to-back kickoff returns for touchdowns. The Cougars also missed a potential game-winning 19-yard field goal in the closing seconds of the game. Florida freshman quarterback Treon Harris has been suspended while he's being investigated for sexual assault. The school says Harris is accused of sexually assaulting a female student early on Sunday, just hours after he helped Florida rally to beat Tennessee 10-9 in Knoxville. The Seattle Seahawks managed to overcome several costly penalties to earn a 27-17 victory in Washington last night. The Seahawks were called for more than 13 penalties, including three that wiped out apparent touchdowns by Percy Harvin. The flags didn't stop Russell Wilson from having one of the most impressive performances of his NFL career. Wilson rushed for a career-high 122 yards, including a 9-yard TD that put Seattle up 17-0 in the first half. He also completed 18 of 24 passes for 201 yards and two more scores as the defending Super Bowl champs improved to 3-1 this season. Seattle is an NFL best 21-8 on Monday nights, including nine consecutive wins and an 11-1 mark under coach Pete Carroll. Washington fell to 1-4 on the season. The NFL has begun testing for human growth hormone for the first time, 3 years after the league and the players' union tentatively agreed to do so. A total of 950 tests will be performed during the regular season, postseason, and preseason, with another 385 tests to be completed in the offseason. Five players on eight teams will be chosen randomly for testing each week of the season as part of the normal testing procedures under the NFL's performance-enhancing drug policy. Miami Dolphins reserve defensive lineman Derek Selby has been suspended by the team indefinitely in the wake of his arrest on misdemeanor charges of resisting arrest and trespassing at a nightclub. Selby was suspended hours before Monday's practice for conduct detrimental to the team. According to a Fort Lauderdale police report, nightclub security said Selby was touching women without their permission early Saturday. Selby appeared intoxicated, was ordered to leave several times by an officer, and refused, according to the report. A police report shows Minneapolis officers used a chemical spray and a stun gun on Vikings defensive tackle Tom Johnson after he refused to leave a downtown club. The 6'3", 288-pound Johnson was arrested early Sunday after security officials and police repeatedly told him to leave a steakhouse. He was charged with misdemeanor counts of trespassing and disorderly conduct. The Vikings have said the team is investigating and will have additional comment when appropriate. Arizona Cardinals running back Jonathan Dwyer has pleaded not guilty to charges that he assaulted his wife during two arguments in July at their Phoenix apartment. Dwyer is charged with felony aggravated assault and eight misdemeanors, including assault. Investigators say Dwyer allegedly broke his wife's nose with a headbutt during a July 21st argument and engaged in a dispute the following day in which he punched his wife and threw a shoe at his 17-month-old son, who wasn't injured. Dwyer has denied that he committed assault. On baseball, Colton Wong and John Lackey have helped the St. Louis Cardinals grab a 2-1 lead in the National League Division Series. Wong belted a tie-breaking 2-run homer in the bottom of the 7th inning to lift the Redbirds past the Los Angeles Dodgers 3-1 in St. Louis in a game heard here on KJAN. Wong's blast came off of Scott Elbert, who entered the game after Hee-Yoon Yu helped the Cards to a run in 5 innings over 6 hits. Lackey picked up the victory by holding L.A. to a run and 5 hits over 7 innings. Lackey had a shutout and a 1-0 lead until Hanley Ramirez lined an RBI double in the 6th inning. Matt Carpenter stayed hot by smacking a solo homer and a double. Carpenter is hitting .500 with 3 homers and 7 RBIs in that series. The fourth game of the series will be played in St. Louis this afternoon, and the Dodgers have announced that Clayton Kershaw will start on 3 days' rest. Kershaw is the heavy favorite to win a third National League Cy Young and won on short rest in the National League Division Series last year, but he was tagged for 8 runs and 6 2/3 innings in the opener of that series last Friday. We'll have that game for you this afternoon here on KJAN. 3:12 is the pregame start time. Ball game will go just after 4 o'clock this afternoon. Meanwhile, the Washington Nationals have extended their season at least one more day. Doug Fister pitched shutout ball, and the Nats took advantage of a throwing error to beat the Giants 4-1 in Game 3 of the National League Division Series in San Francisco. Fister allowed 4 runs in 7 shutout innings, allowed 4 hits, rather, in 7 shutout innings to improve to 4-2 with a 2.6 earned run average over 55 and a third innings over 9 postseason appearances. That game was scoreless in the seventh until losing pitcher Madison Bumgarner threw away Wilson Ramos' bunt attempt, allowing 2 runs to score. Asdrubal Cabrera followed with an RBI single to make it 3-0 in the seventh, 2 innings before Bryce Harper homered. The Nats blanked the Giants until Brandon Crawford hit a sacrifice fly in the ninth inning. The series stays in San Francisco for Game 4 tonight. Gio Gonzalez will start for the Nationals against Ryan Vogelsong. And USA Swimming has suspended 18-time Olympic champion Michael Phelps for 6 months and forced him to withdraw from next year's World Championships, slowing his comeback attempt. Phelps also lost 6 months of funding from the sport's national governing body as a result of his second DUI arrest. The 29-year-old swimmer is banned from participating in USA Swimming-sanctioned meets through April 6th of 2015. Phelps announced he was entering a 6-week inpatient program last weekend, just a week after he was arrested and charged with drunken driving in his hometown of Baltimore. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.